Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. This is Jonathan Milligan, your host, and today's topic is 6 lessons I learned from my most successful launch to date. So as of the time of this recording, I've just wrapped up another opening of Blogging Your Passion University. And if you missed out and you'd like to get on the list to let you know when it opens again, just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/university and you can get on that list. I open it just about 2 times a year. And there were some things that I tried for the first time this go around that I learned from the previous launch and try to improve on. And I want to pass those along to you. So if you are a person who has thought of doing some type of a launch, whether it's a launch announcing a course, announcing a book, announcing a membership site, then I want to pass along some lessons I learned, because I actually try to document and write down in Evernote some of the lessons that I learned so that I can refresh my memory the next time around. And also I can get better, because honestly, there's always stuff that goes wrong in every single launch. In fact, in this one, with 24 hours left before opening the doors, I had to switch my payment processor. The one I was using wasn't working with where I was hosting the membership site, which was OptimizePress, which I love OptimizePress 2.0. And finally, I made the switch to Stripe. It was super easy to set up. It gave me the ability to collect recurring payments and also collect a little bit higher one-time purchase payments so that I could have a monthly recurring option and a $300 option for people to join the university. So let me just jump into these lessons and hopefully they will be helpful to you. Lesson number one, why you do it is just as important, if not more important, as what you're selling. It's so easy for us, and I've had this has been a problem for me in the past, to just get narrowly focused on what I'm trying to sell. But what people want to hear is why you're doing it. What is the transformation that's going to happen in their life? What is the why behind what you're doing? So in the very first training video that I did, and I did a 3-part training video series, I spent the entire first video sharing my LIFE acronym. It's what I call my why acronym. And it's basically the word life, and each letter in the word life means something important to me. The word L stands for lifestyle. I want to be able to control the when, where, and what of my work. That's extremely important, and that's what having an online business and blogging and what we teach inside the university, that's what it's designed to do. So if you're somebody who has an entrepreneurial spirit, or you're somebody who wants to work on your own terms and you want to have that portable lifestyle business, that is what the university is designed to do. And that's what's important to me. And that's what blogging, having podcast, having an online business has done for me. The letter I is impact. I want to impact millions in areas that matter. So I'm not somebody who wants to figure out a secret, financial loophole that allows thousands of dollars to pour into my account. Nobody knows anything about me, and I'm not really making an impact in anyone's life. I don't want it to be a win-lose situation. I want it to be a win-win. I want to make a difference in people's lives. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty certain that you feel the same way. The letter F is financial freedom. I want to write my own W-2. Now, that's American speak, For many of us, we understand a W-2 because at the end of the year, we're given a W-2 by our employer, and it has the exact salary amount that we signed up for. But for many people, they don't have an opportunity to increase their income. But having an online business through blogging or podcasting allows you the opportunity to do that. And E is effort. I want to bring my full potential to what I do. In a day where so many people are just coasting through their day, making it to 5 o'clock or working for the weekend, my day is much different. I wake up every day excited about creating new content that's going to make a difference in people's lives and creating courses and products and services that make a difference. So as you can see, that's my big why behind being a full-time blogger and pursuing my passion. And that message really resonated with people in a big way. They reached out to me personally, and many were sharing with me what motivates them to pursue their passion through an online business. And here's what I learned. If people connect with your why, they will naturally follow you to the what and the how. So here's lesson number two. People doubt themselves more than they doubt the product. See, you can have the best training product in the world, and people won't buy. And here's the surprising thing. It isn't because the product is not good. The main reason people don't buy is they don't believe in themselves. They aren't sure they can do it. On the last day, I made myself available on live chat to answer any questions people had about blogging your passion university. It's just something I wanted to do. I wanted to make myself open and ready. And honestly, I had two or three conversations going all day long, right up until midnight. It was an extreme rush of adrenaline all day long talking to people. But to my surprise, it wasn't people coming to the live chat questioning the product or the training or the pricing. It wasn't that at all. They questioned their ability to make use of the training. And so by me being available, I was able to help them overcome their fears and build their confidence. And because of that, several more members joined the university that day. So I used a simple website. You can actually install some code onto your website. It's called HelloFi, and I'll put that into the show notes. But it was pretty easy to install, and it made it pretty easy for me to be able to have live chat. The cool thing was that it also has an iPhone app. So I was running around doing some errands that day, and I would get alerted when someone was on my website looking to have conversation with me. I was actually having a conversation with them from my iPhone while I was away from my home office, while they're at the computer on my website, which is pretty cool. Lesson number three, keep promoting because people are busy. Now, this is something I really struggled with in the past, and I would announce it and send an email and think, okay, everybody knows about it. But that's not true. Now, the last thing I want to do is bombard my email list with useless email every day screaming, buy my stuff. We've all been annoyed with that. But that being said, and I'm going to be talking about how to make a difference in that in just a minute, I've also come to understand that people are busy. You see, one email announcing the opening of your product is not enough. Even as much as I tried to communicate this recent launch, I still had people email me afterwards saying they didn't realize they missed the enrollment period. So people are busy. You need, at least while your cart is open, if you're doing an open and close of your shopping cart, you need to continually remind people about the opening. But there's a creative way to do that, and that's lesson number four. Add value up front as much as possible. So I decided that if I was going to communicate to my list more often about the opening of the university, I was going to have to do it through adding value. I wanted every single email to have value. It wasn't just an announcement. It wasn't just interruption marketing, and it wasn't just attention marketing. Hey, pay attention. But I wanted to be teach and serve marketing. So here's a few things I did to create value in every email, and you can remember some of these for your next launch. First, I created 3 training videos, each were 20 minutes long, and they were packed full of content. Honestly, if you're concerned about having, selling and you think, man, I don't know if I want to try to sell and make it look like I'm just greedy and trying to make money. Well, when you put a lot of value up front, you're serving the audience that chooses not to buy. So those people who aren't buying, you're still serving them because you're creating training videos. And that's what it was for me, creating those 3 training videos. There was over an hour of training on how to become a full-time blogger. 2, I gave a free sample lesson right from the university. So I strategically picked out what I felt like was one of the better training videos, and I gave it for free and let my list know, hey, here's what it's like inside the university. Go check it out. 3, I held 3 free webinars on how to become a full-time blogger in half the time. So 2 days before the shopping cart closed, I held a webinar at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, and had full webinars in all 3, and really just laid it out. Here, if I had to start over again, here are the things I would do. Here's where I would focus my time, and this is what I would do. Even if no one purchased, they got extreme value from that. But a lot of people decided, I love this content. I want to go deeper with Jonathan and his teaching, and so they joined the university. 4, I offered a limited time bonus right in the middle. You see, people will procrastinate. It's natural for us. And that's why opening and closing a launch is so powerful, because you ultimately say, hey, we're starting with our next group, or we're starting this course or whatever. And so there is a logical deadline that needs to take place. But inside of that, I had it open for 2 weeks. I offered kind of a limited time bonus inside of that. So there was another mini deadline inside of the big deadline. And I gave away a $97 course that I've created in the past called How to Launch a Membership Site in 90 Days. And that ended, the opportunity to get that limited time bonus ended a few days before the actual university closed. Well, that day that mini deadline ended was my 3rd highest sales day, right behind my webinar day and the final day. So as you can see, it was definitely worth my energy, time, and effort to put that together. Next one, 5, I answered common questions that people were asking. So as I received the email, I put together a email of all the common questions that I was receiving and answered them in a single email. And then lastly, 6 is I offered the free live chat to come and talk to me about blogging or the university. And as I mentioned before, so those are the different ways that I tried to add as much value up front as possible. And I think it really helped. 5, offer a limited time bonus during your launch. So I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, but this was a tremendous value for me, and I plan on doing it again. And like I said, I had a $97 course that I sell separately, and I included it that if you join the university in the next 48 hours, when you log in, you'll get access to this limited time bonus. And it worked really well. And then 6, 6, stay in close proximity with your audience. As much as possible, you need to be available to coach, guide, and direct your potential customers. Now, some of the ways I did this was I held those 3 live webinars, and for 30 minutes of each of those webinars, I was just answering questions, answering blogging questions, answering technical questions, just answering as many questions as I could. Some of them about the university, a lot of them are about blogging, but that's what I did. I did that 2 days before the closing day. And then, like I mentioned before, I was available all day on live chat. And I'm telling you, from the moment I sent out that email letting people know I was available to speak in a live chat up until midnight, it did not stop. I was having two or three conversations the whole day. So here's the truth. At the end of the day, this is a relationship business. If people feel a personal connection with you, they will gladly go on a journey with you. And so I know no better way to accomplish that than holding webinars where people can learn in a live environment and ask questions, and being available in live chat where people just thought it was awesome to be able to jump over to live chat and ask their most pressing question about blogging. So those are some of the lessons that I learned in my recent launch. I wanted to share them with you while they are still fresh in my mind. And again, if you would like to learn more about the university, I have some training videos, and also we open it up a couple times a year. You could just simply go over to bloggingyourpassion.com/university, get on that early notification list, and we'll let you know the next time it opens up. All right, that's it for today's podcast. I hope it was helpful. Thank you for all of you who continue to rate us in iTunes and give us some feedback. We appreciate that so much. And if you are new to this podcast and you want to know what we are doing and what we're up to over on the blog, come check us out at bloggingyourpassion.com.